On Wednesday in Dayton, Antioch College officials announced a deal allowing this public radio station, WYSO, to become independent. Antioch College President Tom Manley.
The three students that started YSO back in 1958 always had, from the beginning, and the college agreed, they would eventually develop the radio station as a community property. And while that was the intention 60 years ago, it's taken some twists and turns, but we're there now.
To learn more about the announcement and how it could affect WYSO, managing editor Jess Mador spoke with WYSO station manager Nina Ellis. Ellis says WYSO with Antioch College has so far raised almost $3.5 million toward the effort. The funds will reimburse Antioch for its investment in the station's broadcast license and operations.
Is this a sale?
It's not technically a sale. WYSO will become the owner of its own license. That's what's going to happen. Antioch College has owned the WYSO license for many years, but now the college has decided to create an independent WYSO so that WYSO will now be run by an independent 501c3 that will be composed of community members. We'll stay on the campus. We'll stay in our building. We'll have a relationship ongoing with the college and the students and the faculty. But WYSO will be run by the community.
Why is this happening now?
It just became clear to all of us at some point that we would both be better off in pursuing our very different missions if we were separate. And we all agreed that if WYSO was independent, it could pursue its public service mission with more energy. As it is now, we're one financial organization, we're one HR organization. We all agree that this is the right thing to do for WYSO and for the college.
Will people in the community and listeners notice any difference?
I don't think they'll notice a difference right away. We're going to keep our programming. We're going to keep our on-air identity. We're going to keep working with the community. We're going to keep our volunteer hosts. It's going to sound like WYSO. WYSO is going to stay WYSO.
What do you see as some of the benefits that we might see at the station?
I think we're going to prosper and grow as quickly as we want to now. We won't be part of another institution that has other, you know, goals of its own. We don't have a bank account. Right? All of our hiring goes through the college. Once we can do all that on our own, we won't have any kind of diversion of our attention or time. We'll go right to that hand in hand, working with Yellow Springs, Dayton, all of our surrounding counties now. We have more and more listeners up and down the I-75 corridor. It will help us super serve our listeners by having the authority to make those financial decisions on our own.
For some people hearing this announcement, they may, in their minds, associate WYSO so strongly, you know, since 1958 with Antioch College. And so what would you say to people who may feel nervous about how things could change at WYSO and that, you know, all of our accomplishments and our history could be lost in this transfer? Is there any reason for people to be nervous about that?
No, we have a proud history, and it's all based on our relationship with Antioch College. We're building on that history. There's no way we can forget our legacy. We're staying on the Antioch College campus. We're staying in our building. We're going to continue to have Antioch College students here. We're going to continue to work with faculty members. We're going to continue to do projects with the college. So that relationship is not going to be severed. It's going to be built on.
On the campus, we have a lot of services that we rely on here, maintenance people, IT, HR, you know, all of these really important and expensive services. And so once WYSO is independent, give us a sense of how that will work.
Can WYSO afford to be independent? Yes. Yes, we can. Our budget has almost doubled in the last 10 years. Membership is up. Our underwriting revenues are up. Our listening is up. We've expanded our listening area. We've expanded the core of people who work with us, right, through Community Voices. We're bigger, we're stronger, and we're ready to be an independent business. We can do this. We're going to be very careful in the first couple of years as we build, you know, a new organization, but we're not going to start out without enough money to run this company. I think it's going to be the best thing we can do to ensure the strength of WISO moving into the future.
That was WISO General Manager Nina Ellis talking with WISO's Jess Mador. The reassignment of WISO's broadcast license could take a few months to complete. To learn more, visit our website at wiso.org.